suicide note. Hey, Zeb, remember when you dubbed Soundgarden for me in high school and I said it sounded like a symphony of chainsaws? Chris Cornell died today. God bless that man and his gift of a generation's greatest pipes. So much of what I learned to appreciate, I disregard at first listen. I saw Sparkle Horse once opening for Mazzy Star. My brother and I agreed that Hope Sandoval looked and sounded beautiful, and that Mark Linkhouse must have been a little too into his artistic self. Now I can't listen to It's a Wonderful Life without crying. My family never knew jack about modern music, but my dad did keep a copy of Portnoy's Complaint on the bookshelf behind the television. That book was good for me or it wasn't, whatever. It didn't matter, or it mattered less than I'd have overeagerly argued it did. In my escort that we called the Big Blue Shit, we'd sing along to Eddie Vedder's I'm Going Hungry. We can only falsetto pantomime Cornell's part. I remember once when Musgrave walked into his classroom and chalked, "No one here gets out alive," on the blackboard. A bunch of kids were like, "What's that supposed to mean?" But you and I pretended that we knew just what he meant.